This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Hey, 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 it's Friday. And what happens on a Friday here at Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, me, that's John Redman, me, I'm here in Studio One going live with just under 2 hours of my weekly program, Easy Jazz, with John Redman. Well, it's A weird situation weather-wise. We seem to be either warm, sometimes hot, or threatened by cyclones or whatever. But anyway, we got away fairly well with the last one that came down. Right, let's get on with the show. No more mucking about here, John. Regular listeners will know the first track I play was the track I played last week, because, of course, you know, I have to go out playing music. And I'll reintroduce that. This track is from the early 1960s. I can't give an exact year, but it features members of the Hawke's Bay Swing Club, which is now, of course, the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club. So on this track, we have John Mullaney on piano, Johnny Horn on tenor sax, and I invite you to listen to this. This is an old recording that John Mullaney recorded himself. He did a lot of recording of music during his time, did John Mullaney. The tune's called It's the Talk of the Town. It was written by Jerry Livingston, Al J. Nyberg, and Marty Symes in 1933. So let's just go back to the early 60s. John Mullaney, Johnny Horn. Thank you. Yeah, that one was from the early 1960s. And as I say, I do not know what year it was, except it was in the early 1960s. Two great musicians in the four there, John Mulaney on the piano and Johnny Horn on the tenor sax. Now, I was very fortunate to have John Mulaney in my band as a pianist for some time, just before, well, up until he passed away, which was a very sad event. And I remember John telling me that Johnny Horn, the tenor sax player, used to be a professional musician in one of the big professional bands in the UK. I would guess that the bass player was Fred Gerben and that the drummer was Gavin Mather, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But anyway, the tune, of course, was It's the Talk of the Town, and John Mulaney introduced me to that song. I'd never heard it before, so he thought it was something I should sing, and I did, and do sometimes even now. Okay, here's more local artists, and these two, Margaret Kitt and Kevin Watson. Now, following their participation in a Hawke's Bay Jazz Club night, requests were made to Kevin that they should record a CD. They did. I have a copy of it. And I have that CD on player number one. And from that CD, please listen to Margaret Kitt on vocals, Kevin Watson on guitar, and they're going to perform for us Buddy Johnson's 1955 song, which is called Save Your Love for Me. Margaret is now retired and is in Gisborne. Kevin moved from the local area some years ago. But anyway, here they are from probably, I don't know, maybe 2008, I think. But have a listen. Kevin Watson recorded this. Margaret Kitt, Kevin Watson, Save Your Love for Me.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it even when you're not here. I can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear. And although no good can come from loving you, oh, I can't do a thing. Oh, I'm so in love with you. So, darling, help me, please. Have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. Thank you. not near can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear, and although no good can come from loving you, oh, I can't do a thing. Oh, I'm so in love with you, so darling, help me please. Have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun around, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
Yeah, local musicians. Margaret Kidd did the vocals and Kevin Watson played the guitar and put in the drum track as well. And as I say, I think it was about 2008 when they recorded that. The tune, of course, Save Your Love For Me, was written by Buddy Johnson, great pianist, in 1955. And I thought what I might do, as I've got that particular CD on the player, I'll bring in another song with those two, with Margaret Kidd and Kevin Watson, recorded on the same CD. And this time, they're going to bring us a song written by Lou Donaldson. And that song is called The Masquerade Is Over. Now, Nancy Wilson recorded an album back in 1963 with Cannonball Adderley, and Save Your Love For Me and The Masquerade Is Over are two brilliant tracks on that CD. Well, now have a listen to Margaret Kidd and Kevin Watson. Bring us The Masquerade Is Over.
Your eyes don't shine. Like they used to shine, and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is all over. And so is love, and so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. They were once a sigh, now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is all over, and so is love, and so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci and get myself a clown's disguise. Then I'll learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears. you look the same. You're a lot the same. But my heart says no. No, you're not. You're not the same. I'm afraid the masquerade is all over. And so is love. And so is love. It's all over. And so is
Well, as I said, because I had that particular CD on player number one, when I brought Margaret and Kevin bringing a Savior Love for Me, I thought, come on, just bring in the Masqueraders over, because that's a great song and a great recording by those two. Margaret, of course, as I said, she's retired now, and she lives up in Gisborne. Her husband, of course, David Kitt, again, bass player with my band for a long time. Yeah, some of the old ones are. We don't seem to be finding people taking the place of the people that I perform with and who were here before I even arrived in Hawke's Bay. But never mind. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that because, as I say, two great recordings by two really good local musicians. Now, I recently introduced Dick Haymes to you. That's the Argentinian who made for himself a big name in the USA, not just as a singer, but as an actor as well. Now, I've got another of Dick Haymes' recordings ready for you. And Dick's going to sing for us a song called To Each His Own. It was written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. It's the title music of a movie of the same name, To Each His Own, and it was published in 1946 by Paramount Music, actually. Released by Decca Records in 1951 with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, and the backup singers were a group called the Sound Spinners. So without any further delay, here is Dick Haymes from 1951 with Gordon Jenkins and the Sound Spinners singing for us, To Each His Own.
A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong? And a dream must be a dream for two. No good alone, to each his own. For me, there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow to open each door. There's a key. I need you, I know. Can't let you go.
Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key.
I need you, I know, can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only,
one and only
you.
Yeah, live recording there of Mr. Dick Haymes, recorded in 1951 for Decca Records with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and the Heavenly Chorus by the Sand Spinners. The song was called To Each His Own. I recently saw a video of Dick Haymes appearing in Las Vegas, and I guess this would have been probably in the early 1990s. And he also did a couple of duets with a lady singer called June Christie, who you may not have heard of. She was a great singer back in that 1940s, 1950s, early 1960s period. When I Fall in Love is an album by the American trumpeter Chris Botti. It's the seventh album that he did. It was released by Columbia Records in 2004, in the month of September, and it peaked at number one on the Billboard Top Jazz Albums chart. And because of that, I thought I'd include it in this show today. This show, of course, being Easy Jazz with me, John Ribman, coming live at a Studio One. And the station is Radio Hawke's Bay. So Chris Botti, here he is on trumpet, backed by the London Session Orchestra, and they're going to perform a tune that was written by the British-Nigerian singer-songwriter, a lady called Sade, S-A-D-E, Sade. She wrote this song. Chris Botti's going to play it for us as an instrumental. And the name of the tune is No Ordinary Love. Chris Botti on trumpet. Yeah, so there we had Mr. Chris Botti, B-O-T-T-I, and it's Botti, not Botti, Mr. Botti, recording there made in September 2004 on an album released by Columbia Records called When I Fall in Love. And the tune you heard Chris Botti perform on the trumpet was written by the British-Nigerian singer-songwriter Sade, and the tune's called No Ordinary Love. And if you listen closely, there are a little bit of heavenly voices in the background of that too, but they're not mentioned anywhere. Maybe they're the London Session Orchestra singers, I don't know, but a very pleasant recording, that, wasn't it? I thought it was, anyway. Okay, now, how are you listening to this show today? Are you listening on your radio? If so, then you're listening to this Easy Jazz with John Redman program on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. And if you're not listening on a radio, then you could be anywhere in the great wide world listening to this show, because you've gone to your smart device, you've opened up a search engine, and you've typed in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, and you've picked up our live stream, and you can pick that up anywhere in the world, providing you've got a smart device and you've got a search engine. Okie dokie. Now, do you know, remember this song, Putting on the Ritz? Absolutely brilliant song. It was written by Irving Berlin in 1927, but it wasn't published for another 2.5 years, and it went out in 1929 in December. It was, at the time, it was introduced by a singer called Harry Richman and a chorus of heavenly voices. And that was done for a film, a musical film, in 1930 called Putting on the Ritz. However, in 1949, Mr. Mel Torme recorded a superb version of Putting on the Ritz, and he was backed by the Shorty Rogers Band. Now, the version I'm going to play for you is a 1999 remastered version of the 1949 original Mel Torme recording. So, here we go. Let's get Mr. Remastered Mel Torme from the original 1949 recording of Mel and Putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. A super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Hey, dressed up like a million.
$1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz.
I reckon, personally, that that particular recording of Putting on the Ritz is probably the best one ever. Even better than the original that we would probably know that Fred Astaire did. I just love the way that that particular recording just swung all the way through. But remember, he recorded that in 1949, and I played you a remastered copy of the recording that was put out in 1999. Putting on the Ritz with Mel Torme and Shorty Rogers. Sentimental Journey. Originally performed by Doris Day, published by Columbia Records in 1944. Music was written by Les Brown and Ben Homer, and the lyrics were written by Bud Green. I have a remastered track of Doris Day's original when she was backed by the Les Brown Orchestra in 1944. So, for your listening pleasure, please enjoy this remastered track. This was done in 1998. Remastered copy of Doris Day singing Sentimental Journey.
Sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spend each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. I long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? I gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home.
Seven, that's the time.
could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? I gotta take this sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home.
You know, these remastered copies, they actually bring a lot more out than the original recordings, because the recording techniques have improved. In that case, and in the one before with Mel Torme, you know, 1949, Mel Torme recorded Putting on the Ritz. Doris Day recorded Sentimental Journey in 1944. But both songs, or both recordings, were remastered. And because there's a massive advance, even in the 1990s, of recording techniques, if you played an original of either of those two songs alongside the remastered, you'd realise just how good the remastered copies actually sound. So that was Doris Day, original, of course, the original recording put out by Columbia Records in 1944. And the Sentimental Journey recording I played you was a 1998 remastered copy. Now, listen, I don't stop for news, sport and weather at 11. I just carry on playing. So if you want to know what the news and sport and the weather is happening, you've got to wait until noon today. Manteca, spelled M-A-N-T-E-C-A, is definitely one of the early foundational tunes of Afro-Cuban jazz. And Manteca was co-written by three people in 1947. The trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, plus Chano Puzo and Gil Fuller. Those three wrote this tune called Manteca. It was recorded in 1947 in New York by the Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra. And I have that particular recording ready to play you right now. So here's this 1947 recording, which has not been remastered. This 1947 recording made by Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra in 1947. The tune is called Manteca. And remember, it's Afro-Cuban jazz. Stand by. Here we go. Hear those bongos. You know. Thank you. Now, were you toe-tapping or swaying when I played that? I guess some of you might very well have been. The tune was called Manteca, co-written, of course. One of the co-writers, trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, recorded in 1947 in New York, and that's the recording I've just played for you. That's the first, if you like, the first example of Afro-Cuban jazz, which still goes on today. You know, you've got to get the old bongos going. And, yeah, but certainly, I mean, I don't know about you, but he was tapping away and swinging and sway with Dizzy Gillespie. Were you? Good. You're listening to this program, our live program of Easy Jazz, with me, John Redman, coming to you out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. We are located in the heart of the city of Hastings, in the province of Hawke's Bay, in New Zealand. And, yes, I'm on now until noon, and that's where you're going to get news, sport, and weather, you local people. Okay, how many of you know the name Astrud Gilberto? You do? Great. Because she was a Brazilian born, but became an American bossa nova and samba singer. She was born in 1940, passed away just 3 years ago in 2023. Now, she gained international attention in the mid-1960s after she recorded A.C. Jobim, Antonio Carlos Jobim song, The Girl from Ipanema. And she was awarded a Grammy for that in 1965. Yeah, not bad. Anyway, if you don't know who Astrud Gilberto was, you're going to hear her maybe for the first time. If you knew about Astrud Gilberto, you could hear again the recording that she made of the song The Girl from Ipanema. Here we go. Thank you. The singer was Astrud Gilberto, 1965 recording, not remastered, of Antonio Carlos Jobim's song, The Girl from Ipanema. And I sang along with that one. You might have guessed. Okay. In February 1992, the British-born blind pianist George Shearing, with the bass player Neil Swanson and the drummer Grady Tate, recorded a live album in New York's Bluebird Jazz Club in 1992. 3 years later, that recording was released by Telarc Records in an album called Walkin. Like, you know, walking without the G, walking. Please enjoy the trio as they play a tune that was written by the American sax player Lee Konitz. And when Lee Konitz wrote this song, this tune, he decided to call it Subconscious Lee. So you're going to hear it as recorded in 1992 by George Shearing, Neil Swanson and Grady Tate. It's 7 minutes long, this one, so you'll enjoy this. Subconscious Lee. This is jazz, man. Jazz. Easy jazz. Three great musicians there, folks. Blind pianist George Shearing with the double bass player Neil Swanson and the drummer Grady Tate. 1992 recording, released 3 years later in 1995. The album is called Walkin', and the tune that the three brilliant musicians put together was one written by Lee Konitz, an American saxophonist, and it was called Subconscious Lee. And I like the way during recording that each member of the trio had their own sort of solos. A very nice long solo on the bass by Neil Swanson. I'm not going to knock bass guitars, but as a singer myself, if I'm doing jazz, I much prefer the old, the old-fashioned double bass. I just love the way that that reverberates. Anyway, okay, so let's move on. Let's have a Frank Sinatra, shall we? Now, Capitol Records released one of Frank's albums in 1955 in the month of April. And it was the ninth studio album that Sinatra had recorded. And this time they gave the name of that album as In the Wee Small Hours. I've got a track from the album ready for you, where Frank, backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, sings a song composed by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler, that they wrote it for a Cotton Club show in 1934. So the tune you're going to hear, Frank Sinatra sing, this one written by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler, is called Ill Wind, You're Blowing Me No Good.
Thank you. let me rest today. You're blowing me no good. No.
It could be no other than Frank Sinatra who sang that song. The song's called Ill Wind, You're Blowing Me No Good, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler. They wrote that in 1934. Frank Sinatra recorded the song in April 1955 for Capitol Records on an album that they called In the Wee Small Hours. Smooth as anything. That's what it was. Okay, now, this radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay, what can I tell you? We are in our 31st year. We originally were called Radio Kidnappers for many, many years. People were continually getting all that mixed up. And about 3 years ago, we decided to rebrand and become Radio Hawke's Bay. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we do have a live stream that can be picked up anywhere in the world, providing you've got a smart device and a search engine. Now, people tend to think, because you're listening to me now, for example, on this live show that I'm doing, that Radio Hawke's Bay is just a music station. It's not. Although we have every genre of music you can think of, we're not really a music station. We have many, many other programs that are not associated in any way, shape or form with music. Now, if you're into jazz, there are two programs of jazz. There's this one, Easy Jazz with John Redman, and I do that live on a Friday morning from 10, just after 10 till noon. And my friend Ian Hunt, he has his program, Two for Jazz. And you can pick that up on a Tuesday afternoon from 4 till 6 on our on one of the frequencies or on the live stream. We do have a lot of things. We've got a great website. If you were to type www.radiohawksbay.org.nz into your smart device and you clicked, it opens up our website. Now, on that website, there's everything you really need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay. At the top of the page, there's a thing that says live. If you click on that, you can hear what's being broadcast at the time you clicked on it. There's heaps of information. Who are our broadcasters? When do their programs go on? What time, what day, what month, or whatever? When can I read something about the broadcasters? Yes, you can. You'll also learn something about the Dream Team. That's the guys who sit in the front here that keep the thing, you know, the administration going, and make sure that, you know, all the machines are working properly. Everything's there on that website. Have a look at it. And I'll remind you again, go to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and have a look at the website. It's easy. It's so simple. Now, one of the things that we always are in need of is new broadcasters, because I think we put out about between 90 and 100 shows a week, and we've got somewhere in the region of 90 broadcasters. But of course, some broadcasters may have been doing broadcasts for, you know, the last umpteen years, and they've decided they can't give any more, or they've had enough and they want to take a break. So we're always after new broadcasters. I'm going to give you a telephone number that you need to write down, and I'll give you just a little bit of a leeway to find something to write on and something to write with, and then I'll tell you. Yeah, right, okay. Here's the number you ring. 06-878-8710. I'll say that again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number, talk to one of the permanent staff and say, hey, I understand you're looking for broadcasters. I have a great idea. My wife and I have a great idea. My club and I have a great idea. I personally have a great idea for a show. And you can come in and you can tell the permanent staff here, the Dream Team, what it is you would like to broadcast. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Full training will be given. Now, most of our shows are recorded. I say this every week. I'm live. I prefer to do live. So I can talk to you as this microphone in front of me is you. You listeners out there, each and every one of you. And I'm talking to you personally. I prefer to go live. Most people do recording. So you can record your show. And it will be played somewhere in the schedule. No need to hurry. No need to worry. Okay, should we get back to some music? Good. I've got a recording now of Count Basie and his orchestra. And believe it or not, this is a fairly old recording. It's from 1946. Freddie Green is on guitar, and Rodney Richardson is on the bass. Freddie Green, of course, long-term member of Count Basie's orchestra. They call him the timekeeper. His big guitar with, big-bodied guitar, hollow-body guitar, strings set high, not plugged into anything, and you can hear him chunking away, keeping the beat. They called him the timekeeper. So let's go back. Sorry, I said 46. I was wrong there. This recording is from September 1944. It's Count Basie and the orchestra. The tune, which was written by Count Basie, is called Let's Jump. Thank you. Yeah, Mr. Swing himself, of course. Count Basie and his orchestra, recording made in September 1944, and the tune that Basie wrote called Let's Jump. Yeah, did you hear that guitar? Chunk, chunk, chunk going away. Freddie Green. Yeah? Good. I have a brace of lady singers coming up next. And first in line is Miss Dinah Washington. And her recording comes from a live one made in 1954 in Los Angeles. The song is Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. But one thing you must listen out for on this recording is the interplay of two great trumpeters, Maynard Ferguson and Clark Terry. And they will, if you like, bounce off each other. And if you want to know who is the one who plays the really high trumpet notes, that is Maynard Ferguson. So, why don't we go back to 1954 in Los Angeles in this live recording and listen to Dinah Washington sing I've Got You Under My Skin. But listen out for the two trumpeters.
A part of me, I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality. Each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. Thank you. for the sake of having you near. In spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you.
Yes, a live recording made in Los Angeles in 1954, John. The singer was Dinah Washington. The song was Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. And the two trumpeters were Maynard Ferguson and Clark Terry. Okay, I said I had a brace of lady singers coming up. And here's the next one. It's the one and only Sarah Vaughan. A lady with a voice, they said, sounded like melting milk chocolate. This is from a 1967 recording that she made with a full studio orchestra. So have a listen and see, as you listen to Sarah Vaughan, have that in the back of your mind about melting milk chocolate. And Sarah is going to sing for us. A tune written by the pianist and composer, Mr. Errol Garner, and the tune is called Misty.
Oh,
1967 recording made by Sarah Vaughan with a full studio orchestra singing Errol Garner's Misty. So what did you think? Melting milk chocolate? Perhaps. Perhaps on other songs. But anyway, she did a great job there. Sarah Vaughan. Hey, you do know, don't you, that all the CDs I play, they all come from my personal music collection. I've got quite a few. And in fact, I was thinking the other day, we moved house just coming up to nearly 2 years ago. And we've still got boxes that haven't been opened in the garage. And I think that in one of those boxes, I probably got another four small boxes full of CDs. We shall see. Right, folks, we've got 20 minutes left, something like that. Here's Matt Monro with a 2001 remastered disc of his original 1967 recording of the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song, which is called Alfie, Mr. Matt Monro.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe there's a heaven above, something much more, something even non-believers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist. Until you find the love you've missed, you're nothing. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day, Alfie. Alfie.
Mr. Matt Monro. He recorded that song, Alfie, in 1967. That was the original recording, but I just played you a 2001 remastered copy of that 1967 recording. Recording, of course, Alfie, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. I just got to tell you, there's a British singer. Well, he's an actor and a singer. He's called Ian Shaw. And he also has recorded Alfie. Very, very interesting recording as well. But a very, you know, still a nice recording, but I think Mac Monro did a brilliant job, don't you? I think we should have a recording now by that great pianist Oscar Peterson. And this one was recorded in Los Angeles in November 1952. The tune is called I Got Rhythm, composed by George and Ira Gershwin in 1930. We have Oscar Peterson on the piano, Bonnie Kessel on guitar, and Ray Brown on the bass. And together they're going to bring us I Got Rhythm. I got me. Be Oscar Peterson. Yes, that man was one of the, he's probably one of the greatest jazz pianists ever. And there's an awful lot of great jazz pianists that have already gone and, in fact, are still with us. But Oscar Peterson, I mean, he was just influenced by Art Tatum to a degree. But my goodness, he could play the piano, that man, couldn't he? Anyway, it was Oscar Peterson on the piano with Bonnie Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on the bass, and the recording was made in November 1952 in Los Angeles, and the tune, of course, George and Ira Gershwin's 1930, I Got Rhythm, I Got Music. Now, Lionel Hampton. Oh, no, before I do Lionel Hampton, I better tell you. Hawke's Bay Jazz Club is on this Sunday, the day after tomorrow, at the Havelock North Function Centre in the Magdalenos Room. The doors open at 5. The programme starts at 5:30, ends about 8, quarter past 8, something like that. Members for this particular evening, members are paying $25, visitors $30, school children are free, and the artist performing is an American singer called Jackie Naylor. I've listened to quite a few of her recordings over the past sort of couple of weeks. And I keep saying this, I do intend to go there, but there are things that sometimes I cannot. You know, things just change. And I think there's a change on Sunday. I've got to get to the jazz club. If I don't get there for Jackie Naylor, I'll have to get there for the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club Big Band. Anyway, for you listeners out there who want to go and listen to this American singer, Jackie Naylor, this Sunday, doors open at 5, show starts at 5:30, finishes around quarter past 8, $25 at the door for members, $30 for visitors. Okay. I have Lionel Hampton straining at the leash to get out next. And this live recording was made in January 1978 with Lionel on the vibes and doing a little bit of singing as well. And he's playing with the Oliver Jackson Orchestra. Now, I've chosen a track from the recording, which is called On the Sunny Side of the Street. And a man called George Ween, that's W-I-E-N, George Ween, a very, very well-known pianist, actually plays piano on this particular track. And as I say, Lionel Hampton not only plays vibes on this, he sings as well. So let's have a little bit of Lionel Hampton with the Oliver Jackson Orchestra and On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Yeah, yeah. Shoo doo ba ba. Da 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 da. Introduction, because we're going to have one of the greatest producers of music today to come out and join us. He's got a pad down here now. He's beside himself. But I knew him when he didn't have a pad like this. But he's there now. And I invite him to come out and join us, because outside of being the world's greatest impresario and booking the big festivals, he's also a wonderful guy, great friend of mine, and also a wonderful piano player. So let's get together and give a big round of applause and bring out and welcome George Ween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. article and leave your worries on the doorstep. Life can't be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat and the happy tune at your doorstep? Baby, life can't be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parades. But I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, baby. It's over. Shooby-dooby. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich, rich as George Weems. Yeah, gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Go take a joint.
There you had that man, Mr. Lionel. Start again, John. Lionel Hampton on the vibes and doing a bit of singing there. 1978 recording live on the sunny side of the street. And he got George Ween in, didn't he, to play the piano, as you heard him say. Okay, well, we've only got part of one tune to go now. So let me say to you, thank you for listening again to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ribman, coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. I looked at the weather forecast this morning and it said it's going to rain from tomorrow all week next week, if you believe that kind of thing. But if it is going to rain, for goodness sake, if you're on the road, be careful. Keep your distance. Don't jam on the brakes too hard. What do you like? I don't know. Let's have a little tiny bit of Perry Como singing No Other Love. And just love the ones that you love, because I love you back so much more. So for me, John Ribman, I'll be back, God willing, next week. A little bit of Perry Como singing No Other Love. God bless you all. See you next week. Bye.
No other love have I, only my love for you. Only the dream we knew. No other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me.
Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.